We want you to live the dream. Tell us about your dream on KidNation.com, and we might help you make it come true. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
By the way, we have a $500 Pier 1 gift card. If you want to grab that, go to KidNation.com and register to win that. $500, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You want some cool stuff with that.
Pier 1, too, because, you know, stuff's not really, really extra expensive there. You know, it's good, affordable stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get a couch, maybe?
They get sales there.
A couple
candles. They do. They have great dishes.
Dishes.
I tried to park my boat there one time, and it just...
Not that kind of pier, huh? Dang, yeah.
So confused.
Well, you got to import stuff.
It's the pier.
It's an import.
I can see.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Okay. It's like, that's such a rich guy thing to say.
Yeah. I didn't know you had a boat.
Well, a few months ago, to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the TV show Friends, a replica of the Central Perk coffee shop opened up in New York City just for a short time. So what happened when Courtney Cox and her fiancé just stumbled across it?
I was walking down the street in New York about maybe a month ago, and I just looked up and it said Central Perk pop-up store. And I was like, oh, God. And there was just thousands of people going in to sit on the couch and sign autographs. Not sign autographs, have pictures taken. And I was like,
oh, that you can go in and you can sit down in Central Perk.
And I was
Perk.
Right there, Monica, right outside. And I put my head down. I was like, Johnny, keep walking.
Why? You should have gone in.
That would have been fun, yeah.
She
would
have
been
she had no idea.
That would be fun, though. You should do
impromptu
stuff like that. That's fun.
I agree. I would have gone in there for a minute if I'd been on Friends.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
What if Chandler was in there?
Yeah.
It's me.
And nobody probably would have believed her. Yeah, look at that girl. That's not Courtney Cox.
Yeah, now they'd be like, you look like a girl that sort of looks like Courtney after all she's had done.
I wonder if the guy that worked there on the show was there. What was his name?
Oh.
I don't remember. You have
Gunther.
Great.
Gunther.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, he was my favorite.
You guys have great specific TV knowledge.
That one black girl that was, that Ross dated for a minute.
I don't remember. You're being too.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah.
Netflix
Charlie.
All right.
Netflix started showing Friends on January 1st. You know, they have certain shows they show, and somebody wrote me because I started watching Downton Abbey over Christmas. Love it.
You
I'm
do.
Taking my time. I have to tell you why.
Is it a smart show?
It's so British and I love it.
So, yes.
It opens up with the sinking of the Titanic, but doesn't show you. That's just the what happens to this family because of the sinking of the Titanic.
Okay.
I'm only in season two.
It's
but
to be
this lady told me that she was binge watching Friends over Christmas because she had never seen it.
What?
Who has never seen Friends? But apparently there are people. So she was binge watching Friends. Anyway, back to the hizzle. Kathy Griffin's taking over hosting for Joan Rivers on Fashion Police. And it all starts with the Golden Globes coverage this Sunday. They'll have the recap show on Monday night. She says she's ready for it.
She absolutely left big shoes to fill, and I'm bringing my own slippers. And, yeah, as you know, I mean, Joan and I were great pals, and I will continue, if nothing else, in her fearless style of taking no prisoners. But our styles were different. You know, I'm a different human being. I'm more improvisational, and I don't know what I'm going to say, and neither does anyone else on the panel.
I love that Brad Goreski is going to join, too, and replace that other guy, George Wetz, blah, 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 blah. I never really got into him.
Just to revamp, huh?
But Juliana's back and Kelly Osbourne are back and now Kathy Griffin and Brad Goreski.
I am going to watch, though, because Joan was one of those people that would write her jokes ahead of time.
She did.
She had a bunch of jokes ready to go.
She had a team of writers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she wrote a lot of them herself as well.
She did. She had a team of writers. And remember, about a year or two ago, they were all suing her. They said she wasn't paying them.
Oh, really?
He wasn't. Somebody wasn't paying them. She was suing.
Huh. But Kathy's improv. So she's just going to be coming up with stuff
on the
spot.
Because normally Joan wasn't always at the actual event. Because they do the Fashion Police the following day after the awards show. But Juliana and like Kelly would be there.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be up top. And then Juliana does it with Ryan on the red carpet. So I wonder if Kathy will even be at the event.
I bet she will.
You know what I mean?
For the first one, maybe? Just so she has everything?
I think she should.
Yeah.
Kaley Cuoco, she got some backlash for telling Red Book magazine she enjoys cooking for and serving her husband and was never that feminist girl demanding equality. She doesn't get why people are mad about it, but she said she's sorry anyway.
If I offended anyone, I'm sorry. I really truly meant that I am so lucky that I've felt so blessed. My career has been growing since I was very young, and I haven't felt like I've had to fight. I've felt equal, and that's why I said that. And I like to cook for my husband. That I'm not apologizing for. I think, I don't know why that was upsetting to people.
There you go.
Okay.
Stand by it.
Yeah, she is one of the, I mean, what, she gets a like $1 million
from that
episode of
Big Bang.
Yeah, they all held out.
She's also in The Wedding Planner with Kevin Hart. We'll talk to Kevin Hart.
The Wedding Ringer.
I'm sorry, Wedding Ringer. Coming up in about an hour with Kevin Hart.
Yay.
On the phone.
Yeah, it's hard. The Wedding Planner, The Wedding Singer, yeah, The Wedding Ringer.
There's too many wedding things. Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers, yeah, it's just a lot. Jay-Z was on Oprah's Masterclass, which I just found out over the holiday break. I don't have the OWN network on my cable system, and no. I think that's not right.
My mother didn't either. I just
Kelly,
got a new cable.
I don't have it.
You have sometimes, depending on the package, you got to call and get...
I pay a lot.
It should be free. How are you going to watch reruns of my Iyanla Fix My Life episode that runs every 2 weeks?
And you know what else I don't have?
What?
Game Show Network.
Oh, that's great,
my
too.
My daddy has the same cable as I have, and he lives 5 minutes away. Why does he have Game Show Network, which you know we watch all the time at that house?
Because he asked for it.
And
yeah, he's probably got a different package than you.
Different package.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm so upset. I'm going to call today and find out why I don't have OWN and GSN. Anyway, Jay-Z was on Oprah's Masterclass, and he's talking about hip-hop and racism.
People listened to this music all around the world and took to this music. And racism is taught in the home. I truly believe that racism is taught when you're young. So it's very difficult to teach racism when your kid looks up to Snoop Doggy Dogg. And if you look at clubs and how integrated they had become before people partied in separate clubs. There were hip-hop clubs and there were techno clubs, and now people party together, and once you have people partying, dancing and singing along to the same music, then conversations naturally happen after that, right? And then within conversations that we all realize that we're more alike than we're separate.
Yeah, but the songs they're all dancing to are,
that's my girl.
You my in, you my, you know, and it's like, are we white people allowed to dance to this?
I know,
you
know
that's like so awkward.
If we
right
ever
now.
Interviewed Jay-Z or Kanye, and I have like the utmost respect for them musically, I want to know, because I love some of those songs, and Jay-Z and I both memorize lyrics to rap songs no other. Like, am I allowed in my car to be singing that? No.
Well, in your car?
I don't feel comfortable with it.
But your car,
I still don't feel comfortable with it in my car. I'm like, this is wrong.
But sometimes it's hard to stop in the middle of the song because then you lose track.
I went and did karaoke with Head Crack, who works on the Ricky Smiley Show, and he's our Dish Nation co-host. And we went and did karaoke, and he raps. And I'm like, let's flawlessly rap Kanye, like, cold.
But he's a professional, though.
Yeah, but I knew all the lyrics.
I know.
And so we're rapping, and then I kind of stop because I'm like, wait, man, I'm sorry, are you okay with that? I'm just not going to say that. And you know what I mean?
No,
it's just you don't know, because I'm not saying it maliciously. It's just how I memorize these songs I love. Because
they're not our words. We're singing their words, right?
I know. Can't say.
And Jay-Z said it's curing racism.
It's curing racism.
Can't say it.
He was fine with Gwyneth saying it.
Can't say it. Sorry.
Paris.
Sorry. When you get to that part in the karaoke song, or if you're singing the rest, whatever it is, you just... And then you continue singing. You just pause for it. And then, you know, just pause for a second.
That's what throws you off sometimes, Al.
Just like a cuss word. You know, you just...
All right.
You know,
all these rules.
Rap expert, Al.
You got to practice that, though.
That's it.
Yeah, right.
Jimmy Fallon had Nicole Kidman on his show last night for the first time ever. And he told a story about the first time they actually met.
I'm walking down the street in New York City.
Yeah.
My friend Rick calls me and says, dude, what are you doing? I go, I'm just walking down the street. He goes, I have Nicole Kidman with me. And she wants to meet you for maybe to be in Bewitched or something like that. So I go, what? Okay. She goes, I can be in your apartment in like 10 minutes. I go, you're going to bring Nicole Kidman over to my apartment? I'm like, okay, I don't know. What do I do? What do I have something? What do I do? He goes, I don't know. Just get some cheese and crackers or something. And I'm like, cheese and crackers? I don't even talk about that. I don't have dinner party. I don't have anyone over my house. I'm like, I have video games and sneakers. I mean, there's a deli, and I go in the deli. I go, what do you mean cheese? He goes, get brie or something. I go, brie? I don't even know what that is. I'm like, so I go in. This is like, I'm on Saturday Night Live, I guess, or something. I don't remember really when it was.
Well, this is actually Nicole Kidman's version of the first time she met Jimmy Fallon coming
better.
Up next.
Okay.
So Rick, our mutual friend, says, you know, Jimmy wants to meet you and you can go over to his apartment and da-da-da-da. And I'm single and I'm like, okay, yeah, cool.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
Did I date Nicole Kidman?
Sure.
Do we go
over
date?
So I go over, though, and you're there in a baseball cap and, like, nothing. Just like...
Yeah, I had brie cheese.
Like, and you wouldn't talk. You didn't say anything. You were like, hey,
I'm very nervous.
I'm like, okay.
I didn't know this was a thing. I thought this was a movie.
It was like a hang. It was meant to just, I don't know. And then you put a video game on or something. And I'm like, this is so bad. I swear. And you didn't talk at all. And so after about an hour and a half, I thought, he has no interest. This is so embarrassing.
I had no clue at all. And I kind of left
and went, okay, no chemistry. And then I was like, maybe he's gay.
Jimmy.
Oh, I think she's got this persona of being an ice queen, but I think she's married to Keith Urban. Have you ever seen her with him at a award show jamming out in the audience? I think she's really cool.
You can tell she's got a great personality just from that right there.
She dated Lenny Kravitz.
This is the Tom Cruise era when we really got to know her, and she always seemed very Victoria Beckham-like. Yes. Do you know what I mean? Like, didn't smile very much and didn't talk very much.
I think she must be the coolest chick ever, but can you believe, look at how a guy blows it.
Oh, I know. Kelly,
so
we don't know.
It's
like finding out, like, you get out of high school, and 2 years later, you see that one girl you had a crush on for years, and she says, I kept trying to talk to you all throughout high school, and you never paid attention. We're just stupid.
Here's the thing, though. He thought, in his mind, she was coming over to see if he'd be right for a part and be bitched or something. And that's how he was trying to impress her anyway?
We don't know, Kelly.
Even if he thought it was for a movie role, he should have done something besides putting on a video game.
The man had 10 minutes to prepare.
Yeah, he got brie cheese. That's as good as it gets.
If you call me at any given time and tell me you've got J-Lo and you're coming to my apartment,
I guarantee you would not sit down with her and start playing a video game and not talk.
But Kelly, when you're Jimmy Fallon and you're on SNL or whatever, you don't expect Nicole Kidman, who does these serious movies and is a serious actress, to be interested in you.
You are a improv comic.
I know.
Come up with something.
He came up with wine and cheese.
Did you see his face when she said, basically, I was going over there to meet you to maybe date? His face went to like...
I could have dated the first time he ever heard it. Yeah. I heard it.
It's a mixture of heartbreak and laughter
that took
over his face.
Dude.
Oh, man.
How about that? That's a missed opportunity.
How many great girls have guys passed up because we have no idea they're hitting on us?
Lots.
A lot.
I would imagine, because we're stupid. We're sitting there hitting on a girl that has no interest in us at all, or is stupid or something, you know?
Trashy.
Yeah.
Go for the easy one.
The easy mark.
For the ice queen that you think is Nicole Kidman,
and then you
come to find out she's really a cool chick.
We're going for convenient. We're going for right there and easy.
It could have been Jimmy Kimmel and Nicole Kidman.
Well, then the world would have been just rocked off its axis. Things happened.
I mean, Fallon.
Things played out the way they should have, but...
Nicole Fallon. That has a nice ring to it.
We've got more Hizzy with Hizzle. You want to make sure you're watching Kid TV, because we got some pretty fun pictures to show you on there.
KidTV.com, right?
Yeah, but we got details trickling in on Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden's surprise wedding Monday. We've got some new information about Blake Lively's baby, and we're going to tell you the latest on those stories, plus what Kim Kardashian did to cause Charlie Sheen to go on a Twitter rampage. Coming up next in part two of the Hizzy with Hizzle.
Want to see our random man, Big Al Mac, Crazy Mexican JC, Southern Belle Kelly Raspberry, and Lady Jenna? You can watch the show at KidTV.com. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.